מלאכס לישו is one of the שוורי מלאכס, at least by me. I remember when I learned it years ago, I written on my notes when I finished, אמרתי אחכמו וירחקו ממני, זהו לישו. I remember sat for hours with the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, and I bought all different kind of foods, you know, to the house there to try to check Lisha. I'll tell you soon some of them. No, I never really, this is the reason, Ali with Shabbos, I really never spoke about the Lisha. So I never had a Lisha Klo. Never had a Lisha Klo. But we'll try maybe B'siyata Dishmaya a little bit to go over the Inyanim. Isur Lisha Be'etzem is taking water and putting it into flour. Not dafka to flour, also to cement, sand, mud. Now, an Isur Lisha is two kinds of Isur. The Isur is Lisha, creating that botzek, the paste, I don't know how you call it exactly. This is the Isur Lisha. Now, the Lisha Be'etzem includes two chalokim. The Gemara says to put the water into the flour, even without mixing it and turning it to become a dough, it's Isur Lisha. And by turning it to become a dough, the Hainu, after you put the water into the flour, to mix it with your hands, and to mix it and to make it to become a dough, is also Isur Lisha. We'll see what is the Raisa, what is the Rabbanan. But I want to be magdim before we start the Shir. People think, okay, so this Shir Be'etzem is not so nagah to me. Okay, no, I already came, I will listen, yeah, but the flour with the water, I don't do the matzahs, I'm not the finner, I'm not. So I want to tell you that Lisha is nagah to everyone. I'll just give you a couple examples that we'll try today to go to. The Moshe with Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that it's an Isur Gomor to mix ketchup and mayonnaise and Shabbos. Yeah? Shal if you chayev misa if you did it or not, we'll see later machlekes. Rav Neuver told me that don't say b'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman chayev misa. How about it's an Isur de Rabbanon? It's worse from eating chicken with milk together. Because there it's only for sure de Rabbanon. Here could be it's a deraisa to mix ketchup with mayonnaise. Or the Moshe ketchup with chrein. Ketchup with chrein. Mayonnaise with chrein. I know someone told me that in Pesach, Tak in Eretz Yisrael, they sell mayonnaise with chrein together. This is the name for it. So in Eretz Yisrael, they sell it for Pesach. But this is partially why they sell it for Pesach, because the marshal people, the halacha is, tibulei b'mashke, you have to wash your hands. Some people are makbid, they're not makbid. But in Pesach, everyone is makbid. The kalpas, everyone washes their hands. So it's different as Beirim. So the Goyen says, you know, in Pesach, b'nei melochim, we makbid on all halachas. Michal Shabbos, the ganze yom, Chodesh Pesach, you do ketchup with chayin together, and mayonnaise with chayin together, nisim Michal Shabbos and Pesach. Could be this the pshat, the meaning that they sell it here, talking for Pesach. The marshal to make coleslaw in Shabbos. You buy the ready coleslaw, and then you put on all the gishmak hazachem. Could be it, a shayla from Lash. Some people I know like to take, you know, soup nuts with ketchup, they mix them together and they eat it. It also could be a Lisha. To make tuna salad in Shabbos could be Lisha. You have rice, and you like to put ketchup. Some people like to put ketchup on the rice, and then they mix it. It becomes like mamash, like a piece. Could be it's Lisha. Well, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that it's Isur Gomor to take a challah and to play with it till it becomes like a ping pong ball, yeah? A small little ball, like a candy. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds you over on Lisha. Why? We'll explain. I will try to learn Lisha today. We'll see if we'll manage. Some cereals could be a Lisha. For sure, cornflakes, the marshal, but the klal is not a Lisha, even though when you leave it after it becomes soggy, it becomes like mamish one piece, but these people don't like. A baluyutsu, so you're trying to make that, you know, that leftover from the cornflakes. When you leave it, the yellow cornflakes, you leave it in the sea, becomes like one mush together. But we have the marshal in England, they have Weetabix. I don't know. But it's a kind of, on the marshal, some people have kind of cereals that are made from and crackers, these kind of zachen could be also shalif and lash if you do them together in Shabbos. So Alamosha Alter with Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa told me, this is Pasha. This is one of the things that I bought. And I argued with him, he had these yogurts. You know, the top is black or brown, the middle is white. Three levels, they call it. Some of them have like only black and white on top, only two levels. Yeah, you mix it with a spoon, lash, poshet lash. Poshet lash. This is what Shmir Shabbos Kichos. And I went and I bought it. Yeah. It was an argument after I mixed it, who will eat it? It will be. This I remember, I don't remember who ended up eating it, Lemaise. It was not in Shabbos, but during the week. Not in Shabbos, during the week we did it. So maybe I'm just explaining that people think that lash is not Negea today. We will try to take lash closer to what is Negea. For sure, to do Chalas and this in Shabbos anyway is not so Negea to people. But we'll try to speak about the lash that is Negea to us. Also, we'll see later the Mishnah Berurah brings down Lehatil Meraglaim in a place that is sand. Also, is a shaila for lash. The Meraglaim go on the sand, and it's lash. Mishnah Berurah, you know what? Mishnah Berurah, that's Nishkan ready, Rav Shlomo Zalman with ketchup, yeah? That's Chofetz Chaim. Mishnah Berurah said, B'sha Satchak, you know, Tzar, Psikri Shidori Nichalei, Chotzer Sheinu Shaloi. So we'll try maybe to go duch the halachas from Lisha to see what is Negea and what Rav Shlomo Zalman has and what Rav Moshe holds. And let me again say the Advar. Is it issur to put water into flour? The Gemara says it's called lash. Water into flour is called lash. Even if you don't mix it. The water is in the flour and you mix it, yichai mitzad lash. So machlekes rishonim, water into the flour, is the raise or the rabbanon? If it's the raise, it's also in every place. We'll see later. If it's the rabbanon, so in a lot of places Chazal didn't ask. L'moshel Chazal said that lekule alme, if you take seeds of pishton, of linen, some people eat them, and you put them in water. The Gemara speaks about different reasons you do them. It's chay mitzad lash. Because the teva is that they stick together when inside the water and they become. This is the reason we said on these kind of conflicts or different things that will stick together. It's also mitzad lash. Now, the Haidik is Sforim de Taine that even that water and flour, Chazal said that it's also, they want to say that today Chazal would say that it's mutter. Why? I don't know if you once stand near flour. Somebody did matzah somehow. But the matzah is a bit in the house more. You have these flowers, the white flour, what we have. If you pour water inside it, you know what happens? The water doesn't mix in the flour. It becomes like a little layer, like kind of as a mechitza, as a in between. The water becomes like the becomes like a paste. As a, this is the mitzias. When you do the flour a little bit thicker, then the water dribbles in and mamish becomes, like when you're in sand, you put water. So the water goes in. So and the Zogon, what Chazal said, that is also is only on the old kind of flour that was not so grinded, like we have these special machines that grind it. Like more the matzah, you know, the Avodah Siyad, matzah, flour. Their tag is the Isul Deiraisa, Afilu Benesina Samai. In our days, a lot of times, but the kula alma lemoshel main is in flour. I know you don't do that. But I want to go. We'll get to the salads. Main is for sure you're allowed to put in flour. You're not allowed to mix it because the main is when it sits in the flour, it doesn't mix automatically. Be very again later. I was saying even people want to be yotze out of the shittas how to make you know chaymenes all these achen together how to be yotze. So, I'm explaining, even if Chazal said that in water and flour, Chazal say the Isur is the Nesine because it mixes Me'elov, but Menes and flour, Lamashul, that it doesn't mix Me'elov, and the Isur will be only to mix it. Now, Midoraisa is only Osur Blilo Ovo. So, in dough, we know what is Blilo Ovo. You make dough, it's a Blilo Ovo. What is a Blilo Raka? That is only also in the Rabbanon, something that pours. It's very hard to say that Gedorah, what is called Blila Rako. The Moshe, when your mother makes a chocolate cake, it's Mamish Blila Rako. See, the kids lick it after it, yeah? It's a Mamish Blila Rako. Could be sometimes some chocolate cakes will not even be Blila Rako. I'm not so sure. Then, I'll give you an example. A baby bottle that is made from some powder, most times the baby bottle is not even Blila Rako. It's like a petal. It's not even smooth. Like L'moshel, it's no tzad that is lash to do petal in Shabbos. It's garnished. See later, pudding is pashas deraisa to do in Shabbos. Gel, to make jelly in Shabbos is pashas deraisa, maybe the Rabbanon. Okay, we'll see. A pudding l'kulam is pashas deraisa. Why? Even that pudding, I'm just giving the example. When you do the pudding, you tell me it's very soft, but the pudding in the end gets very hard. If we're talking the same pudding, yeah? When you do the pudding, it's soft. You put 2 cups of milk in a package and you mix it. 4, I don't remember when I was a kid. But you mix it together. It's very soft. But in the end, the pudding gets mamish like a salad. So this is Blila Rako. Jello is also pashtas. I'm not saying jello, and I'm speaking about, like this I call jelly, but I mean to say jello. Why I'm not speaking about powder, what the difference in pudding and jello is, I want to go to Seder at volume is, because pudding be'etzim, the Seder of pudding is, you take the package of pudding, you mix milk inside, you know, you're trying, you know, to get no bumps like full with powder, you know, you're working it. What is your job? To mix it completely. This is an iso, it's a blilo rako, a little bit smooth, and slowly, slowly it dries up. The jello works different. And the etzem melts completely, and is in kind of tzai different chemicals that make it to become a jello. No shaykhis, it's mamash a different mahalach. The pudding is a mix of this powder in the milk, and it makes the milk to become salad. The jello, b'mele, most boys can hold it, both of them are also. Same issue will be if a person has this powder that makes a puree potato flour, like a stark. That's also the Zalbe issue. It's a kind of lisha. Now, why these are real lisha? Why don't you understand the aside? The real lisha is like dough. It becomes like mamish one. This is lisha deraisa. Lisha deraisa. Peanut butter, the marshal, is blilo avo. Peanut butter is blilo avo. So you do peanut butter in Shabbos, you'll be over first on Teuchen when you grind it. Then when you put the oil or the semen, say what you use to make it is stuck together, it's a blilo avo. What we will speak about in a second, that it's lemaisa muter in most cases. A lot of time when you open a peanut butter, especially if it's not from a good company, so you find on top a little bit oil. Now before you want to serve it to your brothers to put it on the bread, you want to mix it. You're allowed to mix it. I was saying peanut butter is blilo avo, but it's already was already made. This it was already had liquid inside. So we have to really go duch the protein. I'm just giving all these examples. People don't know how much lisha is so much negia lemaisa. Just you don't realize. You think like maybe one or two echatimtzes.
Hummus is the same way as peanut butter.
Yeah, right. But lemoshul, if you start to do the hummus after it's done and the oil goes up, you're allowed to mix it. Most of the salads. But we'll see, maybe in B'yaseyre ain't a chanami. But L'moshel, to make tchina and Shabbos, you're not allowed to. But if you have a tchina that you bought in the store and it was ready and now the oil is on top, you're allowed to mix it in. But if it's kedai, but better to throw it in such a matzah v'dach klal. But if you have a tchina and the oil starts to float on top, you're allowed to mix it in Shabbos. So let me give you a little bit keseder advoy. L'moshel, I'll give you an example. What is also lekula al mechudun Shabbos when people do a coffee in Shabbos. So some people, the way they do the coffee is they have a cup, they put coffee inside. It's not a problem. Also, if they have the coffee inside and then they pour the water inside, it's also not a problem. Some people they call it, I know there's a name for that coffee. So what they do is you put a little bit coffee inside, a little bit sugar, you put water, you mix it. And then you add the water. That coffee also has a name. I don't know. What? Not iced coffee. Iced coffee is something else. It has a name for it. I don't know. No, even in Hebrew, I don't know the name. But I know people do it. It's pashtas ha'isul derei raisa. Because in the beginning, when you mix the coffee, it's for sure blilo raka, maybe blilo ava. You make mamish in the bottom of the cup. You put 2 cups of coffee, sugar, couple drops of water, it becomes like a mud. And then when you add the coffee inside, it's mamish under the taste. The truth is, you don't have to come to the coffee. I was Shabbos with a yeshiva somewhere in the summer. And the little kids make themselves cocoa in Shabbos. So they have like, you know, boxes of cocoa and milk. So some kids, they like to do it like very special. They take like 5 spoons of cocoa. They put a little bit of milk. They mix it. Then they add the rest of the milk. So if you mix it very good in the beginning, because if you mix it later, they want to have a lot of cocoa. But if you mix it in the milk, all you have little bowls full with powder. So they like to do it. So mamish, they're doing a blilo rako and maybe a blilo avo. So it's for sure isul de rabbanon, this thing that they're doing. Could be it's a isul de raisa. This is the mitzvah. People have to, the halacha, you have to know. The mashal, the same thing. I want to go, we'll go keseda. A lot of times you make dressing to put on salads. So a lot of times the Seder HaAsiyas dressing also is the same mahalach. You take mayonnaise, 2 spoons of mayonnaise, and you add a little bit spices, and you mix it very good. Then you add a little bit garlic. Then, in the end of the dressing, cookie will become liquidy. But in the beginning, when you organize the dressing, you take mayonnaise, put another thing, and you mix them. This even if the Moshe for sure be also to do in Shabbos. Now we'll start to go to the next shlav. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was mechadesh Shmir Shabbos bil kvoiso to mix 2 salads. Dahinu, we gave the first agdoma that the normal lisha de raise is flour. Why? It becomes a botzek, becomes a dough. Pudding becomes a pudding. Also, it's one piece. Gel becomes a jello. Becomes one piece. The cocoa becomes a cocoa. Now, we have kind of lishes that don't turn to become one piece. But we'll take step by step. Now we'll talk about something that stays to be one piece, but it's not like cocoa and milk. What happened in cocoa and milk? I had cocoa and I had milk. I mixed them together. I have this mix. Flour and water. I have the nuzach. What the water did, it took the pieces of flour and stuck them together. The milk took the pieces of cocoa and stuck them together. This is lisha. And mamish, it made him ke'echot. We'll see later what happens when it's not mamish ke'echot, like a salad. And you mix it with a dressing, and it gets like a coleslaw. It's not like one. They're stuck with each other. They're touching each other when maybe they're like, oh, but they're not mamish ke'echot in mamish. But the vow we're holding in the things that are mamish lisha. But what you're doing is, you're taking ketchup and mixing it with mayonnaise. It's called lisha or not. I'll explain the 2 tzedakim of the big vikuach. Because in our days, this is mamish like the base of the shaila of lisha. Flour and water, we understand, is flour, little pieces. The water paces them together. This is lisha. Lemoshul, lekula alme. Ketchup with ketchup himself, it doesn't nishken lisha. It's one mean. Not shaykh do lisha. Here, be'etzem, the ketchup and the mayonnaise, nothing is really holding each other. But lemaise, they mix together and they become a dressing. They become this orange dressing. It's a new bria. That is be'etzem, ketchup and mayonnaise stuck together. But it's not really that the liquid is catching the salad. And a normal lisha is a liquid attaching salad. Here is the zelbet 2 zachen have a little bit liquid, a little bit salad inside them. Or you could say no. Dos alein is lisha. A different nusach, be'etzem is pieces of tomatoes inside the ketchup. And it's a piece of egg, lobazong inside the mayonnaise. And it's liquids. And now the liquids together mixes the whole thing to get together. So he told me again, Shmir Shabbos, I was in his house and someone came to ask and I said, Chayev Skila, if you do such a zach. Say, don't say chayev skila. Don't say chayev. Say we hold that it's also in ganzen. Don't say that we hold that it's chayev skila. Then I was learning the sugis, and I was sitting by him for days trying to understand Elisha. I don't remember it close because I never. He said like this: to take cheese and put honey inside is Elisha. Some people, old people, like to take like a yogurt, and they put the honey inside. Wait. Ala Marshall, some people take chocolate spread and put it inside cheese or inside of yogurt, cottage cheese. They like to mix it with chocolate spread. Lisha. Not only that, some people and some yeshivas do it. They take like a cottage cheese or cheese and they take a couple lemons, they mix them together like this, they have much more cheese, yeah? They take that kind of cheeses, soft cheese, and they mix some yogurts inside. It's the way they serve it. It's like 3-4 flavors, yeah? How they have 3-4 flavors. One is cheese, cottage cheese with a little bit lemon. One is with chazal lemon. One is chazal lemon. It's lisha. Not only that. He holds if you have cottage cheese and you put sugar inside and you mix it, it's lisha. Because the cottage cheese gets the sugar to get stuck together through the cottage cheese. Shmei Shabbos Kilchoso is printed, you're not allowed to put sugar and cheese. He says, in a leaven you're allowed to because it turns to become liquid. So it melts. But in a cheese it doesn't melt. The same thing, ketchup and mayonnaise. Now, mayonnaise in chrein could be its also, even if it is some people that say B'Shem Ramosha, different things we'll see in a second, mayonnaise with chrein is worse. Why? Because chrein really has pieces yet that are not mamish stuck together. And sometimes with the mayonnaise, they mamish become like stuck together. And the chrein is really pieces. It's not one piece. Mayonnaise is more like a dough. Ketchup is like a dough. This is soft and this is hard. This is one of the problems of Marshall, that people, some people are machmer, they say, you write that the ketchup looses the mayonnaise, but the mayonnaise really... gets the ketchup stronger. Ala Marshall, he told me the Shmir Shabbos, we have the three kind of yogurts, and he said you're not allowed to mix them together. If you have like, you know, they have like the cream on top, the white cream, and then they have the bottom and the chocolate, and you want to mix it together, it's called lisha. B'Shem Ramosha Feinstein, they say that you're allowed to mix mayonnaise with ketchup. I think some people in America rely on it. I think some people in America rely on it. The same thing, cheese, with soft cheese you're allowed to. But a lot of people say that chrein with mayonnaise, even lefi Ramosha, you're not allowed to. Now, I want to be masbin. So now I'll give the eitzes what to do. And Ocha Shabbos, he wants to taina another kule. We'll see later as a shita, the Mishnah Berurah, that some things are not called lisha. Why? It's tikkun ha'oichel. Not edit pe'ula, we'll see later in the Mishnah Berurah, it's called lisha. Mishnah Berurah says, this is tikkun oichlim. And not everything is called lisha. They claim that some of these achim is no shaykhis to lisha, and I will explain. A person wants to have these two flavors together, it's not a lisha. A lisha is, a person wants to make dough. He takes flour, he makes a lisha. It's awesome. But sometimes a person likes ketchup with mayonnaise together, it's called lisha. Now, I'll be masbid. This is a vada. Even if we hold that the marshal is the isul to do lisha, chrein and mayonnaise together, it doesn't mean that on your plate you're not allowed to have the chrein touching the mayonnaise. Because we said mayonnaise doesn't mix in me'elam. Also the ketchup. The ketchup doesn't slip into the food. You're allowed to put on your fish mayonnaise, and on top of that to put ketchup. Just don't mix it. What?
You're missing out half the point.
You're missing out the point, but you're saving complete Gehenna. Now, B'shas Adchak, if a person has to do Lisha, when he cannot do it in Erev Shabbos, or he forgot and he really needs it for Shabbos, or for a little baby, Chazal said a Eitzah. They said like this. To put the liquid into the flour, it's a problem. We'll see later. This you have to come to a real shasat chak. But if the water is already inside the flour, Chazal said you could do lisha b'shinui. What is b'shinui? With your finger. Or to shake it. To shake the keli. Or you could take a spoon and do shti ve'erev. Take out the spoon, look at Tchila Zag B'Chazanish. Shti ve'erev. Out. Shti ve'erev. Shti, but not strong, soft. Shti ve'erev. Shti ve'erev. There's another heter Chazal say to do me'at me'at. Now, no one knows exactly what means me'at me'at. Does this clause, the Chazanish says, that something that the marshal salads that people do little amounts, is no heter. It says flour, the marshal, no one does like a little bush of flour. When no one bakes only one little ball. So if a person makes a small shir, it's called a shinui. Now, all of these things are only mutar b'diyevet. Not allowed to rely to do lisha b'chai gavim. But why it's important to know it? When we come to these things, that is machlekes apoiskim, and the guy says to himself, well, I can't machmir every chumah from Shem HaZalman. I normally never make it like a Shem HaZalman. I'm not machmir like a Shem HaZalman, yeah? I'm not going from Shem HaZalman. I am all machmir like a Rabbi Yashi. So I don't have to take it on the chumah from Shem HaZalman here that he says that it's also. But mitzad sheni, he's scared. He doesn't want to go to Gehenna. So Lamoshal, here's the eitzah. You want not to miss half of the point you said, yeah? So what you do is, you put the chreinus and the mainus, and then you do shti, other with your finger. Other, shti ve'erev. You take a spoon, shti ve'erev. Shti ve'erev. Shti ve'erev. So you mix it. What?
Nobody does this.
Everyone does. I never saw a yid that mixes chreinus and mainus in Shabbos. I never saw a yid. I saw cars going in Bar-Ilan also. I don't understand how you have a tzad to do it. I said, Val, it's a machleikas. Val, it's a machleikas. So the mailer with the tzaref, the shittas of Shasat Chak. The mailer, when a person knows Aloha good, I have to know to be machmir. I will learn lisha, maybe then I will decide. I'm telling you, lisha, you learn, you never come out. You never come out claw. But at least you know, it's eight. I have a way out. Or at least in Pesach, yeah, people are machmir. So then, shtivei. And I'm saying again, chen and meinez, my feeling is, I'm not saying what says that Reb Moshe will not say that it's mutter. But ketchup and meinez, I could hear. Chen and meinez, Mamish sticks the pieces together. I know, some song. Now, there's another problem. Is a aloche, a shvera aloche, in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch state, a person takes a chunk. Okay? He has beans, meat, kishke. He wants it to be a real chunk. Starts to mix. He wants it mixed together. He doesn't like it to see some beans, some barley. He wants one mixed together. You're allowed to mix it or not? You're allowed to make a lisha or not? So state that you're allowed to do a lisha. You're allowed to do a lisha in Shabbos. Why are you allowed to do a lisha in Shabbos? What is the heter to do a lisha in Shabbos? So the Chazanish is mashma that valet's cooked already. Something that is cooked, like we learned last year, that the gabi toichen cooked is not mamish considered. There's no isur tchina after that it's cooked. There's also no isur lisha after it's cooked. Chaznish says, but maybe only if it's a little bit liquid yet. But if it's mamish dry, could be it's also. The other reason, mishnebura is mashma, the heter is valdovo that is tikun oichlim. It's not considered a ma'isur lisha. Very hard to know the Agdor. The police can say, where's the nafkamina? A person has rice. Dry rice. Sometimes you have wet rice. But sometimes you have mama dry rice. It's already cooked, it's dry. and you want to put on it some sauce. So if you want to put on some gishmaki sauces, it doesn't make it stick together, it just goes around. But the most, if you put on it ketchup, mamish sometimes mamish gets it stuck together. So again, ikar adina vada you're allowed to. I think it's for him, some say that maybe it's a mokka to be machmir. So the best thing is, again, to put the ketchup and just to mix it shti ve'erev, shti ve'erev, shti ve'erev. And memele it's muta, memele it's muta. Now, bli lo rako, chazam o mater al yedei shinu. So the guy, a person wants to make himself a kind of cereal, you know, that is made from, like, you know, these white cereals that people eat, not, you know, not like cornflakes. There's like, what? These kind of zachen. So if you want to make a thick one on Shabbos, it's a shayla for lash. It's awesome. To make one that is thick, it's awesome. Flash. Doesn't make a difference what you do first, what you do later. And lemaisa, it's not shasat chak, you're not allowed to do it. This is lekula ami, you're not allowed to do it. But if you want to eat it very much, you can make yourself something blilo rako, loose. Now, when you make something that is blilo rako, Chazal said, lekatchila, to make a shinui b'shas that you put it in, the haim. If normally you put in first the flour, how you call it, and then you put in the milk, so in Shabbos do the other way around. First put the milk, and then put the flour. If normally you put the milk and then you put the flour, so in Shabbos, first put the flour and then put the milk. Lekatchila, when you pour the milk in, pour the milk quick. Because if you don't pour the milk quick, so when you start to pour the milk inside, in the beginning when the milk goes in, it's a shtikl blilo ava. Later it becomes blilo raka. After you did it, the way you mix the blilo raka, the Mishnebura says again, lekatchila, to mix it with a shinui. Only if it's mamish like a petal, but if it's not, if it's a bit thicker, so to mix it shti ve'erev. Shti ve'erev. Not to mix it. This is lekula alma. Now, the place keeping down, it's a Shulchan Aruch, that Isur Lishe also applies in vegetables that are cut or mushed together. The haino. If a person has a banana, it's aloch that's very nagar. He mashed a banana. Now he wants to take a couple pieces of chicken, mix it in for the little kid to feed the little kid. Well, that's it. You know, pieces of challah. The kid doesn't want to eat the challah. He likes to do it. You know, maybe it sounds a bit strange. Today they have something else. They have these little Gerber boxes that they feed, the little fruit jars that you feed the kid. And you know, the kid only likes to eat that. The parents know that this is enough, it's too expensive, or it's not healthy. And they like, they take some little food, they mix it in, and they give them to eat. This is called lishabet. So it's totally what is the case. And I want to explain. Avada, if a person, lemoshel, has, or take even lemoshel, he has potatoes, mashed potatoes, and he puts inside 5-6 nuts, 5 raisins. So Rosh Hashanah is no shayches to lishabet. The raisins are not attached. You're right. In the whole big place, if the whole mashed potatoes is the raisins can't run away. But they're not stuck together. There's one raisin here, one raisin here, one raisin there. The potatoes are potatoes and the raisins inside. So if you take one or two crumbs and you put it for the kid, it's not called your delicious. But a lot of time you take like a lot of pieces of bread and you just take a little bit of the applesauce and you mix it together for the kid. And like this, you give them to eat it. Emotional. I know people that it's hard for them to swallow medicine. So what they do is, they take the medicine, they crumble, and they put it like in a mesh, in an applesauce, and like this they eat it together. Not a shlisha. Because they take the little crumbs of the medicine that they wrote, the pill, and they paste it together, again, if they make it to disappear inside. So, but you have to know, what it means disappear. If it disappears and you don't see it at all, could be again, it becomes like one with the applesauce. Shamsama said the raisins, they stay raisins. They're not a part of the mush. So even though it's one little piece, but it's not a part of this whole thing together. Now, if lemoshel, a person has mashed potatoes, and he wants to add liquids. Okay, meikar adin, we said mashed potatoes, it's cooked, there's no lisha. but he has a banana that he's mushroom, you know, he mashed a banana. Now it's a little bit too hard. So, and he wants to add a little bit water or apple juice or something like this, he could make the mashed banana to become like much more together. So again, if you add water to make it to break to pieces, it's never lisha. But if you want it to get stuck together, it's called lisha.
That's not
tikkun eichel. Right. So some potatoes, some people say that's like tikkun eichel. You have to know the metzias. That's what I said. On mashed potatoes, I said it could be it's tikkun eichel. What is nogeh to us lemaisa is nogeh to the kosla. To do a kosla in Shabbos. Kosla in Shabbos. Some say that the kosla today is considered big pieces, and it's bichlal not a maisa of attaching. It's not called lisha. Person, the marshal, builds a house. He takes two pieces of wood and puts a nail. We don't say he's also lash. Not sticking every two things together makes a lisha. So if the coleslaw would turn to be like a dough, so it's a nice lisha. It stays pieces. It's mushed together. But the coleslaw, when you pick it up, it could break. It's not like one little piece that is, all of these pieces are attached to become one. In the Maise, it's not close together. Avade, it's roi not to do a kosla in Shabbos. If you have to do a kosla in Shabbos, for sure, if you have to put to do it shtive eref, and not to do it, for sure not bekoyach. It's mashna mishnebuah that even in these kind of zachen that you misupik if it's called lisha or not, but not to mix them bekoyach, not to mix them strong, just to do it soft. Not the mishnebuah himself. Even he says even in a dvar maichol. In a chant, the Mishnah Berurah says maybe not to mix it so strong. You could mix it, but benachas. If you mix it very strong, it is a ma'aseh lisha. So I'm saying in a kosla, it's kedai taki to be careful. You have to know what it be if you want to add things to the kosla. This is more nogeh to us, yeah? The marshal. People like to add some chrein to the kosla. Who wants to mix it together? Could be it's leichter, I'm saying again. If you're a Moshe, for sure it's mutter. Could be here it's leichter. Ketchup and main, as we said, they stick together. Ketchup and chrein, they stick together. But this, but again, like at Chile, maybe it's better that I cannot to mix things together in the kosla. What is very negeh is egg salad. All of the Gdoyle Adderis spoke about, it was the minig. Today the minig slowly is dropping off. But lemaisa, the minig is, I'll tell you, it's two zachen. But it's nogeh very much in most Jewish houses. Liver, chopped liver Shabbos morning, and chopped eggs, what they call egg salad. Now, for sure, the main shaila is, again, we have the Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach shaila to mix the egg salad with the chopped liver. It's leichter because both of them are cooked. Both of them are cooked. It's leichter. Mishuma, the poiskim didn't want to use this heter so much. But the ikar shaila is a lot of times you mix different things together. Especially in the eggs. You add onions, you add oil, you add mayonnaise, and you turn it to become, now I know it's pieces. And if you do it before, if you cut the eggs in Shabbos, you have cooked eggs, then you go in and you cut it to little pieces, you mash it with a fork, and it becomes davar shegedula min haaretz, so you can mash it with a fork, you can't do it with a grater, and now you want to add mayonnaise. So the ma'aseh, the poskim said not to do it in Shabbos, only b'shinui. Da'ayinu, only b'shtiv ve'erev. I, Klal Yisrael, did it, so it's all different limud schus, I'm the zogim because it's like a tafshil, it's a cooked egg. Again, why all the poskim said the ma'aseh not to do it, I don't know exactly. My story is that not in every tafshil, more only in a soft tafshil, not in an egg. I'm saying, I don't know the gedolim, but lemaisa the poison bring down when you make an egg salad in Shabbos, to be makpid, to mix it b'shinui, shtive erev, or me'at me'at. And the same thing in chopped liver, also some people are machmir, I'm saying chopped liver is a little bit more kal. Again, avada you're allowed to add to make it softer. Shari, I know everyone is asking, and I don't know what is the answer. If you're allowed to mix the chrein in the chopped liver, to make the mayonnaise in the chopped liver, that's what everyone does. Everyone likes to do it. Maskim, even you. Yeah? So, I mean, again, it's in a way, it's Lefichat Moshe, it's the same heter. Same heter, Lefichat Moshe is the same heter. Here it's a little bit lighter, again, because we have the heter that could be the liver. It's cooked, but the chrein is not cooked. So I don't know who you're mixing and who. So I'm saying, if a person wants to do it and want to be samech, to be makbid to do it, shtiva erev, dahinu, not to mix it strong, just to mix it back and forth, but not mamish to make it like one mixed together. Not to make it like one mixed together. The same thing is very nagel lemaisa, tuna salad. Most tuna salads is you open a can of tuna, so Shabbos, most Rubish and Klal Yisrael don't open cans in Shabbos. But you have tuna and you want to add mayonnaise. Now, why dear it's lash? Because Be'etzem, the tuna herself, before you mix it together, it's pieces. Be'etzem, it will crumple to pieces, but you say it. It's from the package, it's standing near each other. But Be'etzem, it's pieces. And the minute you add the mayonnaise, the tuna becomes like one zach together. Again, some people want to make it because it's cooked. Shaila, if it's yes, if it's cooked or not, if it's considered cooked. But again, lemaisa the poskim can say to do it only shtiva erev. Avad, if you don't need to, it's better to do size egg salad, size chopped liver, and size tuna before Shabbos. But if you have to do it, so to do it. To do it b'shtiver. Now, Rishon Zalman Auerbach said, it's not nagia so much, but to know that, people have false teeth, so they have to have something to stick it into the mouth. So the way it is, you put like a kind of powder inside, that the Heintike Chochma Bagoyim Taimim, when you put it in, it goes near the roik that a person has in his mouth, it becomes like a kind of glue and it sticks to the mouth. Especially do it, because if they will put the glue inside, the kind of glue, you can't put it into the mouth. So they do is, it's a kind of powder, and after a second or two, it attaches to the mouth, and the minute that it has, with the spit together, it attaches. They can't put a ready-made kind of glue to attach it, because you can't slip it into the back of your mouth. So you put this powder, a couple minutes it gets wet. Later people, Shlomo Zalman hold it as a shayla for lash. While it's darker bekach, Rav Ozner wants to be makel. Person has to know it. Don't know it. Chas v'shalom later in life, a person that's not get to him. He has to know it's a shayla for lash. Now, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if a person takes a challah, and he makes a bull out of a challah, is lash. Loi mi boye, if he takes a couple crumbs together and he plays with it until he turns him, it's mamish shalash. Why? He says, it's pieces of flour, it's liquid inside. If it will be dry and toast, you can't make it, right? Maish the toast from challah, that in toast you can't make a bowl, and in challah you can make a bowl. Because it's liquid inside. That liquid takes the crumbs and puts them together. So maish alisha. So like this. Pashtus to take crumbs together and to make them to a bowl, lefi everyone could be a tzadayis. To take a challah and to turn it to a bowl, this already is a chumah for Shlomo Zalman. Because Amdal Zogin already, it's a challah, it's only playing inside the tarovis. It's not called the maise. It's not called the maise lisha. Right, so to mix a banana, it starts from the chazanish. Chazanish said you're allowed to mix a banana. You're allowed to mash a banana and then you're allowed to mix it. If you don't add nothing from outside. So Andel Zogin that a banana said it's only because it's one thing, but different crumbs. You'll be allowed to. Chazanish is mashma that you're allowed to take two bananas and also mix them with each other. So Rav Zalman wants to tell you that dear the chazanish didn't mean that the mamish becomes like one. But if it becomes like one, it'll be awesome. A lot of poets can take a time that it's mutter than not mask with a psak. Now, the Mishtabur brings down the Isur lehatil meiraglaim al tit va'afal. Da wissen sa mishne brure. Kosa ba magen avrom nirli da osur lehashtin al tit mishum gibu. מכל, זה משתבור אז מסתבק אבל זה די רייס, זה די רבון והוא הדין באופר תיכויח ובכויל ואף דו אין מסכבן ללישה מכל מוקם פסיק ראישו ואף שאין מכבן ללישה מכל מוקם פסיק ראישו וכלי שרוי כקבוי ורוי חצבוי פיו בשבס ותחתו ויש חוי לדק זה עוד משתבור הזה ונירד יש ליסמר במוקם שעתית אין שלוי בשעס הצורך, אפילו להשתן על תית, יש לסמוך איפה שהדעה בסקרי שאתה לא הניח עליה. So, לפי למשתברו איזה משהו, אני אסתה כי לא הייתה. אוני בשעס התחק גודל. And אורך השבס, he wants to come out with a heter. He says, it's so much סעיף עם השולחן אורך about pouring water on the floor, if you allow to, משווה גומס, not משווה גומס, what happened to lash? He wants to tell you that the old Isur Lash is if the sand is not attached anymore to the floor. Someone is mashed in mayim on a normal floor, even as a little bit lisha inside. It's no shaykhis to lisha, it's bottled to the karka. It's bottled to the karka. But okay, I don't know genoi. I don't have it genoi. The Mishnebu says, but you have to be makbid a lot of times. You know, it's most of them. Some people they spit on the floor. Nebach, yeah. They spit. I'm all a person who can bring it. But you know, he's a little bit mensch. You know, he doesn't want to leave it that everyone will see what happened. So sometimes like on this kind of tiles, he just goes back and forth, till it disappears. Sometimes in a place that it's sand. So you kick over a little bit sand. The Mishnah Berurah says it's lisha. And there could be a mechaven. You want the sand to get stuck into the...
If you do a lot,
the Mishnah Berurah, if you do a lot.
Then that means that you never mechaven for it, you just want to cover it. That means you do a lot, it's easier.
Not everyone does a lot. Some people say take it, they do a little bit.
But
we do, but the mice are they not.
No, so they're not
mechaven. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says it's lash. What's this? Shnebura says it's lash. Shnebura says it's lash. I'm saying it's more alochis than lash. I know the Dabra Mevushal is not so close. But at least a little bit, I think, will pesach a shtick of the
Indian. The second he puts the eggs in the oil, it makes
it right away. It's burning.
Yeah.